Good evening, everyone. We are opening the January meeting of the Transportation Commission meeting for the City of Alexandria on today, January 17, 2018. We'll begin the meeting with our usual opportunity for the public to make comment. Is there anyone in the audience that would like to make a comment that's in the public right now? Okay. Having no request to speak, we will close out the public comment period and move on to item two on the agenda, being the minutes from the December 6th meeting from 2017. Has everyone had an opportunity? Oh, first of all, Happy New Year to everyone.
Happy New Year.
Hopefully it was a safe and enjoyable holiday for everyone. Maybe a bit too focused on task tonight. Got back. Has everyone had an opportunity to take a look at the minutes from last month's meeting? And if so, does anyone have any corrections they'd like to put forward that they haven't already presented to staff?
And just want to mention that Caroline sent us some comments, and okay. We have already addressed them.
Okay, and they're not in the package that we have then?
They are.
Oh, they are in the package.
Yes.
Okay.
They're already correct.
Okay. Anyone else? Okay. Do I have a motion to accept the minutes as presented by the staff?
Mr. Chair, do we have
made?
A quorum?
Do we?
How many do you need?
Or do we need 6, 7, 5, 10? How many people do we have?
There's 11.
So we need
six.
We need six. And there's five of us, and
you are a vote.
I was going to say this.
You are a voting member.
I think so.
Yeah. I didn't think you were, but
I think you were. Yeah, that's why I said I think we're good to go.
Okay, all right.
Well, if for some reason
if we're wrong,
we can visit this again when we have a more robust turnout. But I'll say I believe we have met our quorum requirements. So based on that assumption, we have a motion to accept. Do I have a second?
Second.
Any all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, good. Thank you very much. Item three, we have the updates to receive on the consent agenda items. Does anyone wish to address, have staff address any of the five items that appear on the consent agenda? Or is there anything that staff would like to share with us that might be worthy of a discussion? Given the gift of time that we have. Yes, Councilman
Levin? I know that Taylor runs the Civic Association. She wants to get all of the city council to go to their meeting on Monday. And so I think they may want to be talking about the Central Alexandria traffic study. So I spread what your notes have. I don't know if there's anything in particular to talk to about the Taylor Run area or...
All we know is that they are wrapping up the data collection effort and... They will be presenting final results shortly, but the task force updates the website,
so ongoing
on a weekly basis. Yeah. So there's no other than that.
Any other questions for the professional staff about any of the items on the consent agenda? Okay. Thank you very much for preparing that for us. Mm-hmm. We'll move on to item number four. The calendar 18 work plan for the transportation.
That's commission updates first, right?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
I have an update, that's why.
Yes.
Okay.
Please proceed.
I was just informed yesterday that the Eisenhower West Landmark Van Dorn ad hoc implementation advisory group meeting is having its next meeting next month. It's on February the 12th at 7 p.m. in the large meeting room at Beatley Library. No agenda or materials have been furnished as of yet, so I don't know what the plan is to discuss. However, any transportation-related issues I'll bring up at our next meeting, and we can discuss them then.
Thank you. Anything? No. Okay. Vice Chair?
No. I went to last night with Ramiro. I was at a the sort of like a kickoff, the volunteer core volunteer group orientation meeting for the Route 1 South affordable housing strategy process, and it's related to transportation in that one of the core topic areas for that plan is going to be pedestrian and bicycle safety and accessibility across Route 1. So that'll flesh out. It's a very high-speed process, and so I'll talk a little bit more about that when we talk about our work plan for the year.
Thank you. We had our DASH Board of Directors meeting last week, and we took a look at the first draft of the TDP for fiscal 19. It looks like we're in good shape for that. We also had some updated figures for the T.C. Williams Student Ride Program, and during the weekdays we're averaging over 1,000 rides per day, which is about 500 plus or minus individuals, since each ride one-way counts as a ride. And so far, so good, without any issues that the bus drivers are experiencing as far as disruption of service, normal service is concerned. The other item would be ridership appears to have leveled off. The rate of decrease that we've been experiencing over the past 3 to 4 years has been at a much smaller percentage compared to the previous year. So we're hopeful that this is a trend that continues.
Great.
And your timing is perfect.
Environment policy commission update?
Yes. Do you have anything to offer the group?
Maybe a small thing. Environmental action plan. We're having a retreat on February 3rd. It's a Saturday, like a half day type thing, because we, during the meetings, you know, get taken up with all sorts of things. So this is our
what
kind
was
of
that
a,
day again?
I think it's February 3rd. It's the first Saturday in February. And I can try to forward around a little bit more information when we have our next meeting. We were supposed to have a work group meeting this past week. It got canceled when the snow came. So, but it's kind of like a big kickoff meeting for us. So really, we have little homework assignments in advance of, and then to prepare to show up and really start diving into the subject. So yeah, it should be a good, productive meeting.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to join or come for part of it or something, sit in. Yeah, it's probably the only big thing.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Councilman Levine?
Well, the Transportation Planning Board met today and added some a couple projects to our new Visualize 2045, which is what we start talking about instead of a CLRP or whatever. And they're near and dear to my heart, especially one of them. One of them is to have a national capital trail, bicycle path trail, and the other is to improve pedestrian and bicycle access to high-capacity transit stations, especially our metro rail stations. Like I said there, it's like that's the single most cost-effective thing you can do to promote transit-oriented development and to increase metro rail ridership is to put some sidewalks in around metro stations that don't have them right now, you know? And so what I've been pushing for, and I'm glad to see it up on the board, was let's look for going to a federal Tiger grant for a bundle of these projects to help the federal workforce, you know, get to their jobs. So anyway, I'm really glad to see that in there, not just in this and conceptual plan, but it may be something we can really get some funding for. So.
Great. Thank you for that. Okay. We can now move into item 5 on the agenda, which would be the calendar year 18 Transportation Commission work plan. And as we go through this, after staff's presentation, we do have, which is not usually available to us, the luxury of time tonight. If there are items that we'd like to explore that the commission takes some time to discuss throughout the year, if there's something that we would like staff to report out on a regular basis, or if there's a particular area of interest that we would like to develop and try to provide the city with additional guidance on, I'd like to try to take this opportunity this evening to be able to do that, although we are missing a few members, but I would like to take advantage of the time that we have in order to see what the opportunities may be in order to really fulfill the mandate that we have as members of the Transportation Commission. So having said that, I'll take turn over to Romero and to the rest of the staff to move on with the presentation, please.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As you probably already see, you have a printout of the draft work plan that we're going to be talking about. You have one.
I have this one too.
Is that snow?
Yeah.
So this will guide tonight, it'll guide our conversation. So let me talk to you about what the purpose of this exercise is, and basically we would like to, you know, plan with you and organize the Transportation Commission work program for this calendar year and to prepare for upcoming events. And you know, the objective is basically to receive input from commissioners and discuss the work plan together. As you probably already saw, there are major items that are of very important relevance for the Transportation Commission. We have the implementation of the Vision Zero Action Plan that will be, you know, going on throughout the year. We have the Bicycle and Pedestrian Master Plan implementation. We are going to provide you with an update on key performance indicators this year. The fiscal year 2019 interdepartmental work plan that we're working, our staff is working on as we speak. And we also have the fiscal year 2019 transportation long range plan that commissioners will be working on, and various other important issues regarding grant funding applications, budget guidance, et cetera. So basically, let's take this time to go through each of the items in our work plan, and we'll start by listing the city planning study. So basically, we have the Eisenhower West implementation plan that we'll be providing, or we are planning on providing an update in March, and another update in September. And feel free to interrupt.
Is that an update from planning staff? Is that an update from transportation staff?
From transportation staff.
Okay. So it's focusing on the transportation elements of that
plan.
Correct.
Yeah. So everything in this spreadsheet basically will be taking into consideration the transportation elements. Mm-hmm. Then we have the Potomac Yard Metro Rail Station. We are planning to do a written update in March, another update in June.
And these written updates, they're essentially just consent items, aren't they?
Okay, that's right.
Much the same way we've
heard
before.
Yeah. So anywhere where it says written update, it would be appearing on consent in the form of a handful of paragraphs, essentially.
Right. Yeah. Okay. And there's other ones that don't say written update.
Right, they
example.
Say other things,
yeah.
Like
yeah.
Guidance, project scoring.
Right.
And then just update.
Or just update, which most likely mean that will be a presentation.
Like a little presentation. Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Okay. Great.
And you know, just so you know, this work plan would, you know, will be updated as needed throughout the year. But what we want to do is to get, you know, a very clear picture of what we'll be presenting to the commission throughout the year.
You don't want to be surprised month to month.
Well, we are, but we want to reduce it.
We like surprises.
We like to handle one or two.
Yeah.
A lot to be said for calmness and planning.
Yeah. Okay, up next we have the Transportation Master Plan update. That's one of the, one of the big important, you know, updates that we have for you this year. We started already working on how this Transportation Master Plan will look like. And basically what we're looking at to update from the Transportation Master Plan is two chapters, the streets chapter and the technology chapter, the ITS component of it.
I think Commissioner Jones, you're on that task force. Mm-hmm. You volunteered anyway.
Right.
Which you haven't had yet, of course, but yeah.
And my term is expiring.
Oh.
So, and I've started a new job, so I'm not gonna renew.
Oh, okay. And so when does that expire?
This would be the last meeting.
Oh, okay. Okay. Cupcakes.
Yeah.
Coffee. Okay. Thank you for letting us know.
Yeah.
Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
not to digress, but is it local?
Yeah, Arlington County.
Oh, very good.
Okay. He's down the hall from me now.
Oh. Still within the family, so to speak.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's not going that far.
Keeping the ear off.
Hey, do you remember that time?
Okay, so continuing on down the list, we have the Alexander Transportation Study, which is going to be an important...
Sorry, before we leave the Transportation Master Plan update, can you just talk a little bit more about how you envision what you have to achieve in the update process vis-a-vis the written update schedule and then the update schedule, and that there's no... You are actually updating elements of the plan, but there's no action items here for Transportation Commission?
Right.
Should there be some kind of action item, like endorsement?
Right. Yeah.
Just throwing it out there.
I mean, yes, of course there should be, yes. But right now, so there's funding in the CIP for to update these two chapters. Right now we're working on the RFP. Mm-hmm. So the RFP, the written update in February is intended to announce when the RFP, that the RFP
is out. So like the endorsement-y parts won't happen until the next fiscal year, really.
Yeah.
The next calendar year, I guess.
Yeah. Both, actually.
Yeah. Okay, thank you for clarifying.
Yeah. As I was mentioning, the Alexander Transit Vision Study is going to be an input to the Transportation Master Plan, so that it's also an important part of this plan. The Transit Division is already started working on this Transit Vision Study, so we will also they will provide updates when they are available as well.
Here's a question.
Uh-huh, sure.
Does that feed into the master plan update, or what's the relationship there?
It does feed in, but the transportation master plan update has two phases. Phase one is updating these two chapters, and that will be a shorter term action, between 2018 and 2019 calendar years. And we also have another grant in the CIP for 2021. Mm-hmm. And that's when the Transportation Master Plan will update that transit chapter.
Yeah, so essentially what it is back in 2008, the Transportation Master Plan was adopted. And then since then, since then, TESS has been, the city has been updating one or two chapters at a time. So a couple of years ago, the pedestrian chapter, the bicycle chapter were updated with the ped bike master plan.
Yep.
And so and then in 2012, 2013, I think the transit chapter was updated slightly, but now they're going through a whole transit visioning. So the transit aspect of it, it's more... It will update the Transportation Master Plan, but not as formally as the effort that we're talking about, which is to update the specific chapters of it.
Yeah. Okay, and so remind me again which chapters are in the calendar year 18-19 scope?
Is the streets and the ITS, Autonomous Connected Vehicles chapter.
ITS. / technology.
And the transit vision study, this is just going to be an update, or is this going to be a first deliverable from the consultant to the city that will be substantive in volume?
Yeah, it'll definitely be substantive. Yeah.
Okay. And the reason why I ask you, if it's possible to get that in advance, since we do have a heavy agenda for February, mm-hmm. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of reading material, and for those who don't have the ability, say, to sort of print it out or have it for the weekend, if it's possible to get that as a separate item, perhaps in advance, or maybe earlier the week before, this way the commissioners would have an opportunity to take a look at it.
So the consultant has not been hired yet for this transit vision study. So this update in February would be to give you more details about...
Oh, okay. I thought they were working over the summer, unless I'm confusing it with another project.
Over last summer or this coming summer?
this past summer. I thought they were working on something.
Not that I mean, they were discussing it and I think kind of working on funding and everything like
okay.
that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then I'm okay.
And I think they were
okay.
working on the RFP too, but they're still kind of.
Okay, so there really isn't a substantive document that we will be able to discuss at the next meeting or that we would need to review in advance.
Right.
Got it. Yeah. Thank you.
And in the timeline, so I'm clear on the master plan update, streets and ITS chapters, as you've got to do the RFP, onboard the consultant, and then calendar year 19 is really when more of the actual work is going to be done and deliverables will happen. What's the timing of the transit vision study?
So that, if I'm not mistaken, the RFP went out like 2 or 3 months ago, and that's usually a 6-month process. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they should have some news on that coming up. Hopefully next month they'll have a consultant selected, maybe not quite on board yet, and then with a final scope.
So it's probable that like the update you've got here toward the end of this year for that one is actually kind of like the results based on the timing. I'm just imagining how big of a scope that mm-hmm. is that would hopefully be when they have a deliverable. It might not be a final deliverable, but it might be like a full draft deliverable or something.
Yeah, or it could be even just like phase one data collection or something like that. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so their scope is to, or their goal is to have that deliverable by October, around October. Mm-hmm. But we don't know what it is yet.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. Great.
Okay. Any other questions on the transportation master plan update or the vision study, transit vision study?
Agreement.
Okay. Environmental action plan update. As you know, many of you know, the update will be done in two phases. Phase one does not include transportation, so there's not a lot of updates that we would be providing for the Transportation Commission until maybe, you know, the second part of the calendar year. So, but, you know.
If you've got the inside scoop here.
Just the person on the inside.
Okay, in terms of transportation funding, we have the transportation long-range plan. We will be providing some updates and requesting guidance from the Transportation Commission starting in April or around April. You know, this is also, you know, kind of like the draft version of this plan, so we might, you know, make some changes later on.
Do you know what, so to that point, is the schedule likely to be moved up? Is it likely to be pushed back? And I have a selfish reason for asking, and that's because I'll be traveling for about 3 weeks in May, and I will miss the May meeting. I'm going to see my sister, who lives in Australia.
Oh, okay.
And so it's going to take a while for me to get there and a while for me to get back. and so I'm pretty certain to miss the May meeting. So I'm just curious where these subjects will actually land on that, because it's a pretty important process.
Okay. I will get back to you on that, because I would have to coordinate with our colleagues at, you know, the grants.
Yeah, and to the extent that if for some reason some important thing is happening and I'm not here, I'll make a point to, I can review material early, send comments in that you can have in preparation for your meeting or whatever, so that I'm able to help out.
Good.
And this is also a rather ambitious calendar.
Yeah.
I like ambition.
So moving forward with the fiscal year 2019-2028 city budget, our goal is to have or to seek, you know, a public hearing around April, and then seek guidance from the Transportation Commission later on during the year. And the 6-year plan.
More questions. Because I just don't have all the calendars memorized.
Okay.
When is the budget adopted?
May.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so the public hearing here in Transportation Commission land on the city budget, is that for the public to give us comments on the transportation recommendations within the budget?
Yes, and then for the Transportation Commission to give the City Council
a recommendation.
Recommendations or comments.
So I guess one request or thought, which I'm open to comments from the commission on, is whether it makes sense that that would be like our endorsement for like formal endorsement kind of thing date. But if we really want public comment to us or for us to be able to cogitate on and make recommendations and work with you on anything we might hear from the public, we probably need to hear it sooner, right?
Well, yeah, so the, and I'm judging this by what happened last year, so the city manager comes out with a budget in February, like the end of February.
Yep.
And so then usually in March, there's, I think there might be another update there that we need to put in.
March.
Yeah. I mean, I can check on that. Usually it's I think if I remember from last year, this past year, there was definitely discussion of the budget in March also. And then in April, a much more formal discussion presentation with an official public comment period or public hearing.
So do you think that maybe, I don't know if other people have more experience, is that the right time for an official public hearing, or should we have a public hearing on it in March so that we can have more time to respond, or is it not enough time for the community to reflect on it? I don't know. I worry that we have this problem in Planning Commission hearings too. If you're getting substantive community comment at a Planning Commission hearing when council's going to get something like 2 weeks later, it's really kind of too late. You hope that all sorts of issues have been addressed through the process before it gets to us. And I feel that way about this. If something is substantively going to change the budget proposal between the manager's budget and council's action, you want to make sure that we get the public enough time to get us that message earlier. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if maybe the public hearing could happen also in March, or there could be like the hearing that is intended to get public comment in March, but then there's also the formal endorsement-y action.
Well, there's nothing to stop people from coming for public comment in March, even if it's not a formal public hearing.
They're
encouraged to do so, maybe to sound the alarm over some shortcomings.
Will we have the appropriate level of information to do that in March, or will we just be soliciting comments on a series of unknowns in March?
If
I remember correctly, and I think we covered this at the DASH meeting as well, with the timing of it, in March there may not be the right guidance, say, from the city manager that we would be able to actually provide useful and credible input, whereas by the April time frame, I think, is when everyone will be able to have something in their hands.
When the manager releases the budget, it's the full.
It's all there. It's the whole thing. And that's in February.
I mean, it takes some time to digest it, but it's all there.
And that's, is it March or is it February?
February.
Oh, it is February.
But it's the end of February.
I assume it's always around Valentine's Day. I always thought so.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Let's grow Valentine's Day.
It's a lovely budget.
It'll be the best.
Right. Yeah. Budget in a box with chocolates.
Big red bow on top.
Okay, so I think if you just put a triangle of one color or another in March, and maybe it's a public hearing, and maybe it's just an update or an engaged conversation with active community members who come out and talk during our public comment period or something.
We'll go back and kind of check the history of this, because I think historically this is how it's been every year, so we'll just, there might have been a reason for that, and maybe that reason isn't there anymore or something, so we'll check.
Okay. Great. So the next item is the RSTP CMAQ funding request, and as you know, that will come out towards the end of the year, just like it was last year. Same thing with the MBTA, 70% funding. So we have an update in May, and that's going to be a presentation for the FY24-25 Smart Scale grants. Staff has been working on descriptions for those and applying to those grants for some time now. So we will update you in May. Moving forward, the transportation programs, we have the TDM program. We will update you and seek your approval for the grant in around October, just like we did last year. Division
so,
series.
Uh-huh. Before you move on, so with that one, I think I pretty much understand the role of the grant update, like where it appears in the timeline and what we cover in that. I personally, and maybe this because professionally speaking I have an interest, I would love to get a more, I don't know, like conversational update mid-year that's a way for your TDM team to come back to us and just to talk to us and to the public that way about how the program works. And it could be that it's they want to feature some initiative that's gone on during the spring. So sometime in the middle, it could be in May, it could be in June, it could be in whenever, like something that fits in. So not something with pressure or an action on it, but just a chance to allow this venue to help familiarize the community with okay. with the concept and like how you're using it with to make our other transportation investments more effective.
Okay, sounds good. And I know that the TDM folks have been working on indicators,
mm-hmm.
So maybe we can check with them and see if there's
yeah.
any chance that we can.
That would be great.
Or if those indicators are ready or not.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if it's something that they want informal feedback on, or you know,
mm-hmm.
so just like a work session where they get input from us on something, then that's something that you could send us in advance, and we could actually spend some time thinking about.
Yeah, they have guidance and status. Addition to update, so.
Right, in other like
right.
categories.
Okay.
Right.
Just a status or guidance update or something.
Status. I think status.
Sure. In July, it's wide open.
Was it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's nothing going
July.
On in July. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I like that.
Put it in July. Just don't put it
July
in August because we apparently aren't supposed to be meeting.
So
that's a
one in July, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So yes, we will check with our colleagues. Vision Zero Action Plan implementation. You know, we had the public hearing in December, and as you know, this is a yearly action plan. So we're going to have an update next December.
So I think you're going to have to update us more often than that. Can you remind me, Oscar, what is it, did it say in the plan, or is it quarterly updates?
No, I mean, the plan said yearly updates.
Just like the report
asked,
that would happen.
We had
yearly.
Asked at the last meeting, and the minutes reflect that we were looking for
something a little more frequent.
So
it doesn't have to be the whole the annual update, which is sort
right.
of a formal report you're going to do. But if you could do some kind of, I don't know, it could be a midstream. It could be like what you have down is like the written updates that go on consent. It could
mm-hmm.
be like a paragraph
okay.
for the spring quarter. Summer could be an actual touch-in where someone says something, Hillary comes in to talk about it, or however that's delegated. And then there'd be another little like written update before we hit the annual mark. That
okay.
would be good.
Yeah, I think we can do that.
Mm-hmm. Wait, can you ask for something for March? That update you're looking for? I mean, like you
yeah.
said, not to add additional work, just whatever summary status.
Yeah, yeah.
The only thing I would be worried about, and I don't know, Chris, if you agree with me, but that it would be like there wouldn't be enough to update.
Yeah. We can just give a consent item update.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that would be useful. And this came up maybe two meetings ago where we had asked for a series of quarterly updates. I think it was on Vision Zero implementation
mm-hmm.
and the strategies that were presented to us. But something that would address, and I think quarterly is about the right frequency here in the consent format, I think would work
mm-hmm.
well because. It may be completely fine with what you would provide, and it's sort of a nothing issue that we go by it and we don't necessarily occupy a lot of time. However, if there is a concern or a series of questions, then we do have the opportunity to weigh in on it, to sort of shape it and do the job that we're charged to do here as the commission. So how much that translates to as far as additional work for you, I'm not really sure, but I'd appreciate your candid feedback as to how much of a load extra that presents to
mm-hmm.
you. To make that happen.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. No. I mean, writing a consent item a couple times a year doesn't.
Okay.
Heavy of a lift.
Because this way we can make sure that things are happening consistent with what previous discussions were, and if anything sounds like it's not as we would expect it to be, we would be able to raise that and
find out what the issue happens to be.
Okay, great. So next we have the Complete Streets project, and we will be providing a status report in March. Maybe is there a need to do another update throughout the year? We only have one in the calendar. But I'm not sure if that's sort of an update on, performance indicators or...
I think it's more just kind of a status update of... a status update of what we're projecting to that you'll see this coming year as far as projects.
Right, like actual infrastructure scheduling kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's largely a budget
and that
item.
Could fold in.
I'm sorry?
Largely a budget item. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, budget and staffing.
At some, you may even want to think about how you would connect the dots between your Complete Streets update and how it might be already supporting the Vision Zero efforts.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Because we know that there's a lot of overlap there, and you can just highlight that. Like, this is a pedestrian safety improvement over here. It's not simply a road diet, but it's going to help address some issues that have been identified or something like that.
Right.
Okay.
Sounds good. I think so next one is pedestrian and bicycle master plan implementation. So this item regards to an update on the performance in measures that we are providing to the Transportation Commission in a bi-yearly basis, I believe. Is that
repeated? Biennial twice a year or once every 2 years?
2 years.
Can I request that we get that in June or July so I can hear it? I don't know if that's a problem.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, no, this was just because...
Is it April or May you're not going to be here?
I'm not going to be here in May.
I was thinking April. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was just to coincide. Because the bike ped master plan was adopted in May 2016, so that's why it's on May. So we can obviously change it.
Okay, great. Next, we have the Capital Bike Share expansion. And as we mentioned earlier at the beginning of the meeting, perhaps a discussion on Douglas Bike Share, and that will happen in March. And then we have a written update in November. The next item is a motor coach facility implementation. We're providing an update in March. That is going to start soon. We don't know yet.
The motor coach?
So
the motor coach implementation, there's, that's already been ongoing. And so there'll be a couple more. There's three more recommendations to implement. And one of which is to designate the block along Royal Street here, a motor coach loading zone for 3 months. As a test, and then this year, and then if it's successful, then
on one side or the other, or both,
just this side. It's for about 2/3
fewest
of the
complaints.
Block. I'm sorry,
fewest complaints because it's all already on.
It's all our property, so we're not complaining. So it's about 2/3 of this side of the block, and it's to coincide with the construction down at the Strand.
Mm-hmm.
Where buses generally load and unload.
Didn't they used to load up in front of the city?
Well, they load on King Street.
Yeah.
And that'll remain.
Oh, okay.
So
this is additional.
One.
Oh, additional. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. The next one is regional projects and plans, and basically the only item that we have there is the DC2 Richmond high-speed rail project. As you know, we updated you back in November, I believe it was, or December. And so we will provide an update in April on, sort of like the end of the, comment period and also the environmental impact statement that already wrapped up at the end of last year. So we've been receiving a lot of comments from the public, and so we're in the process of responding. So a lot of conflict connects regarding concerns about noise and so on. Okay, so that's it. I think, I don't know if anybody else has questions regarding any other projects.
I'm just thinking, that, I don't know if it's going to come up this year, but we have both the I-66 project and the 395 project, both of which are going to generate funds for transit projects mm-hmm. in Northern Virginia. And at some point, it may be good to see if there's a solicitation and how we're responding to those. 66 is further advanced, but the 395 is coming right along with that construction. So maybe this calendar year for both, that there may be some grant opportunities.
Okay.
Yeah. I think the number was $10 million per year for the region. It was a significant amount that I think the agreement called for.
Should know.
I think you're right. I think it is $10 million. And it's divvied up, so Alexander doesn't
It would be for the region, and the more regional impact, the higher probability would be. So.
And I'll point out to people that if it's VRE or express buses, they still will help us. You know, it's not necessarily having to be a dash.
Oh, anything, to shift the conventional transportation method of the single occupied car would absolutely help the community.
Okay.
So it'd be kind of what all has been posed and who wins and all that might be of interest. So
We'll take bets as to how high the fare goes.
Right.
See what top the $43.50 or whatever it was.
That, you know, if they want to pour their money into
just for 6 months.
Just that's right.
Go for it. I have one request to add to. I guess it would go under the category of city planning studies, but I mentioned earlier the Route 1 South planning process. It's a short process. It's going to be done by June, we're hopeful. And I'm sort of the planning commission liaison to it, so it's not a transportation commission role, but because that's going to have this ped bike element to it, I think it would be nice to have an update on perhaps it's like post-Charette, so the Charette is end of February, early March, and so maybe somewhere between the Charette and the draft plan, or after the draft plan is out, during the public comment period when the draft plan is out, if there's a Transportation Commission meeting that happens in there, that we could have an update on the contents of that and give the community an opportunity to another sort of public venue for having a conversation about the pros and cons of the ideas that are coming through that plan.
So as far as I understand the project, transportation will not be a critical element just because, you know...
I don't think that's true. And based on the meeting last night, that's not going to be true because most of the comments we got from the community were about transportation, whether it was about regional traffic that we're not going to be able to deal with that plan, or whether it was about safety issues and intersection challenges and things like that and crossings. I mean, it's one of the four blocks that staff had on their PowerPoint slide. Pedestrian and bicycle safety was one of the four topics.
And that's, I mean, I think the idea was that we would focus on kind of those, like in terms of transportation, it would be kind of smaller intersection related things.
Right.
So not like broad transportation impact studies of the entire area.
Yeah. There's not going to be a big impact study, and we don't need a big impact study to have an interest in how that plan plays out, but also to potentially want to get feedback on it or give community members an opportunity to talk to us about what they care about in it so that they can make sure that the things they care about get into it. I mean, again, we're a combination of a knowledgeable group, but also a venue for community conversation about the issue. So, so my request is that it's not a big, like, it doesn't even necessarily need to be you too. Like, you could call in the keys, like, call in Ashley, calling you.
No, actually, hi.
Hi.
Jose Ayala, planning and zoning commission, and liaison for the planning department. And I'm also part of the Route 1, and I'm the representative that will be connecting to TEBS.
Perfect.
In regard to the traffic, yes. There certainly were not going to be major changes on the roadway, perhaps, but the public realm will be affected by the proposal of the development, as well as the crossing of the bicycle.
Yeah.
And certainly this will be a welcome idea that would be a venue to open it up for people to come.
Yes.
Spread what they think about the area.
Exactly. And just like a way to keep us looped in on how that fleshes out, because it's also, I consider that process a sort of, we're trying to innovate on how we do a really consolidated, tight planning process around a small area that has a handful of important issues. And one of them happens to be ped bike safety. And so I think it would be great to hear back in that draft stage, so post Charette, but either pre or post draft plan, yeah, to have a conversation about.
Well, the hope is, and what we're trying to achieve is that by the end of the Charette, we will have a really rough draft of the plan.
Yeah, exactly.
And basically, we're tweaking a couple of weeks after that. That's the hope.
What's the schedule for the Charette? Because
the week of February 26th.
The end of February until the first week of the end of February, March.
Okay.
So it would be from Monday to Saturday, yeah, so far. So
yeah,
I'm going to be at the lead center.
Yeah. No, I saw something a few weeks ago. I couldn't remember. But I think your request for post-Charette to have some sort of a dialogue report or whatever.
And it would be, and it could be as simple as like bringing wherever staff landed. Mm-hmm. So not like new work, but just bringing that to this venue as another place for us to give feedback and conversation, because I'll be there, but not the rest of the Transportation Commission won't be there.
Perhaps the Transportation Commission wants to have a presentation where perhaps we can come and present the report of the public, you know, can do a presentation on where they're looking forward to see in this plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In regards to connectivity and things like that.
Yep. Yep.
What are the northern and southern boundaries for that project?
You know, that's a great question, and it's not totally clear yet, because basically staff had, if you imagine, there's a small area of the plan for that sector. It's like Southwest Quadrant or something, I think it's called, and that's quite a bit bigger than the actual target area for this. This focus is right along Route 1, and there are two housing developments there, one that's owned by Alfred Street Baptist Church and one that is owned by...
There are three of them, Alfred Baptist Church,
it's like Old Town West
Old Town,
something.
Yeah, yeah. And basically the two blocks south from the Baptist Church and maybe two blocks inside. Mm-hmm. Basically the whole plan is more focused on the housing part, and those blocks are the main focus of the plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the relationship of the block to the environment and the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Meaning crossing from one side to the other and connectivity between those two sides as well.
So kind of when you come off the highway up Route 1,
mm-hmm,
and you're passing the gas station and the marine place,
mm-hmm,
on the left, it'll start there and look at the next several blocks up, but before you reach Duke.
Oh, okay. If for some reason this is that area sounds familiar, and I thought we had some feedback from a member of the public at a hearing, and I can't remember the issue it was associated with, but it was specifically pedestrian and bicycle safety-related issues that they were looking to have some, mm-hmm, Alexandria Police Department, mm-hmm, personnel enforce what amounted to the bicyclists adhering to proper safety rules, stopping and following basic street operation requirements. So for those safety reasons that we may have heard before, maybe it would be worthwhile just getting that briefing just to see,
sure,
how,
okay,
it does impact the totality of the transportation.
Okay.
And we've had pedestrians hit by cars,
mm-hmm,
in those crossings. It's really it's a really unpleasant place to, and it's a big road right there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as intimidating further up.
I don't remember the trail, but there were bicyclists that were coming off the trail into city street operation that weren't stopping and either running or almost running people over. So,
you might be thinking of closer to the water.
It may be. I know it was in that general area.
Where the Wilkes Street Tunnel is,
okay,
and
that
the trail system, yeah, down there. Yeah.
But it connects all the way.
Yeah, and ultimately there is like a bicycle way that,
mm-hmm,
dead ends into the side of Route 1 here. That's,
mm-hmm,
not a car throughway,
mm-hmm,
and so there are both pedestrians and bikes trying to cross Route 1.
And they have
place
to do something
not,
when they get there. Yeah,
yeah,
okay,
it's not intuitive.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, so
it'd be worthwhile, I think.
We'll add it. Mm-hmm. All right. Anyone else?
Okay. Are there any other areas that you'd like the staff to either report out on a regular basis, or we'd like to pursue as a group, Jake?
I don't know, I thought you mentioned earlier the whole I-66 thing. That's a regional project, obviously one that impacts us one way or another. I was wondering, could it be worthwhile to hear how that's all going? Because I know that's well underway.
Will the Potomac Yard Metro Rail Station update include the development efforts around the station, like the North Potomac Yard Small Area Plan?
Probably not. Maybe it would be more of a implement, like construction or implementation update.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if the Planning Commission is expecting to get a specific update on that. But if we have one, Dave or I could.
Report out on it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Could like connect the dots there if we know something else about what's going on.
I'm wondering when the movie theater's going away.
Right, right.
You're worried or you're...
Yeah, a little, yeah. But I was on that that small area plan update, and you know, that's a huge site, and with all the parking there and stuff, so it'd be interesting to see what's planned for, you know, like that's actually coming through plans and stuff.
I feel like anecdotally in the back of my mind I've heard that staff said things are moving, mm-hmm. but I haven't seen anything come through yet. But we can look, I can do a better job. I can look at our like prospective, we have sort of a draft prospective schedule when we think things are going to come to the Planning Commission, and I can see if I can figure out where on that it appears.
You know, maybe because I have my GPB today, but they run the enhanced mobility grants. You know, the federal money gets routed through them, mm-hmm. and there was no Alexandria recipients on the ones that just announced, but did I talk to people about, hey, maybe we can try to access that better. They also do TLC grants, you know, federal money, and it just occurred to me that maybe if you could just to occasionally tell us if there are grant applications that should have been submitted for each of those regional funds or federal funds or state funds that might be of interest.
Okay. We'll look into that.
Yeah, the TLC ones are cool. If you got a, it's like not in a normal cycle. You got to be thinking about some creative thing in an odd timeline.
How big are those, do you know, like in terms of funding?
They're not huge. I remember trying for one that I didn't get that was to look at TDM for grocery stores.
Okay.
Like how do we do a better job of figuring out what the right fit of programs is for that kind of land use. Mm-hmm. So it was probably, I was requesting like 50,000 or something like that for that. It was not big.
Enough to hire a consultant to
right.
dig
and
it.
Enough to hire some extra manpower to do some research, essentially. But it's a technical assistance grant, so it's got, or at least that's like the nature of it. So they're there to help you do your job better, kind of thing.
Okay, we'll look into that.
Okay. I'm not sure if this would fit on there, but I know I'd have some interest in some updates, status updates on like the DASH purchasing of the clean diesel and things like that. If things change or there's other things coming mm-hmm. on the pipeline and on that would be interesting to know.
Okay. Okay, I will look into that.
Okay. Yeah, there are sometimes. But we've had a lot of interest in the electric purchasing, and we know that's not really on the table right this second, but I might get totally different information from getting it from the Transportation Commission.
Hopefully progressively.
right.
Whatever is shared on that at the DASH meeting, I'd be more than happy to bring it back. I know that's that is further out on the timeline.
Yeah.
And they are pursuing some grants and some possible funding under the Volkswagen Settlement Program, but it's a very large, complex, a lot of moving parts in that. But there's besides the actual acquisition, there's a lot of infrastructure changes that need to take place at the facility, which increases the cost of doing that, which isn't exactly offset by some of these grants.
Mm-hmm.
So ultimately, it may be a city-funded funding problem, and I think councilmen will know that we're not exactly busting at the seams with excess cash. So while in and of itself it's a great idea, the supporting infrastructure mm-hmm. may be problematic. But as things progress, I'll make sure that I share that with you.
Great. Thank you.
That made me think of one other thing, and I'm not sure the right fit for it, but I'd be interested to hear. So we have a joint city schools facilities, right? Facilities like thing going on to
try
to, yeah, to try to coordinate. And I'd be interested in hearing about schools transportation planning, like around the school system, and just sort of where what's the state of the art in Alexandria for that right now. I'm more familiar with it on the Arlington side because I'm working with it, but I think it would be great to have a short presentation on like what are the initiatives, what are the elements of coordination that we might be looking at, where are the tensions in how we do good transportation service provision and planning around schools when you're talking about moving kids, you're talking about kids' safety, what parents are comfortable or not comfortable with, and what are the strategies Alexandria takes to addressing some of those hurdles.
And then on January 30th, the City Council and the School Board and that Infrastructure Task Force were having a joint work session. So that should be
okay.
Tuesday, January 30th at 7.
Okay. We'll look into that.
Nice.
Okay. Anybody else? Any other questions, concerns, or
anything for the group?
No.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you all for,
thank you for your
the update on this item, as well as the receiving our input for future updates, additional items.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Well, that concludes item number 5. Do we have anything that we need to include in other business?
Just want to make the announcement that on Monday we have 2 new Complete Streets planners starting.
Woo!
So we're very excited
great.
About that.
Good.
Right? And hopefully
congratulations.
They'll... Yeah.
Excellent. So. We'll have to harangue them regularly.
No. Not to raise
you can bring them in for presentations.
Can we get like an org chart or a team list or something? Could we get that, like with names and who's doing what, like who you've
oh,
got?
Oh yes, we're working on that.
Cool.
Yeah.
I don't really care about. I don't care about the tree as much as like you've got these people working on this subject matter, or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool.
Great.
All right. Well, I'd like to thank you very much for your dedicated service over the period of time.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you here for his announcement?
I was, I know.
Oh, I wasn't sure if you joined.
I did, thank
expired.
You. Sorry about how
okay.
sorry
no,
I was late.
No, okay. So thank you very much.
What's your job going to be?
I'm an asset manager with the Arlington Transit Bureau.
Great.
We got a lot happening. Like the
new
the
federal requirements on asset
yes,
management.
Exactly, yeah. So learning a lot right now. So,
well, Commissioner Jones, thank you very much
thank
for your
you.
Service. Okay. Since I think we've covered everything this evening, do I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make that motion.
We have a second. You have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'll see you all on February 21st.
We can have. Oh, okay. Yeah. Cool. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Understood. Yeah.
Where in?
I'll be feeling that way about 2 weeks.
Perfect.
Oh, my sister spent 5 years with her husband in Adelaide.
Yeah.
In the city or?
The bank of
Delaware.
Oh, wow.
She enjoyed it very much.
Yeah. She loves it there.
Yeah, I bet.
She's been there for a long time. She's got 2 kids, and I'm going to meet my nephew.
Yeah, he was born
in May.
It's all
remote. Congratulations.
So,
yeah. That's awesome.
But I know it is a long trip out there.
Yeah, he's got to take the time.
Yeah, that'd be okay. Depending on
Fortunately, my brother-in-law went back and forth enough to have quite a few frequent flyer miles.
Okay.
My mother
took
the opportunity to fly out business class, so that was a very nice thing for her. Yeah, they were there about, I think, 5 years and then she had cancer. Although she did get treatment there. She would never have been able to get
cancer.
I've
heard of
it called
COVID.
Which I do believe
it's the same thing where they have a bunch of different locations to sign up. They're like $200 a month, so it's different.
Although my mother was just
$40.
Crazy that the baby and family wasn't there during this time of week. I would say much better care.
Well, that's basically 2 kids. Yeah, okay, that'll do it.
Yeah, I mean, my sister's had 2 kids there now, and the maternity care is just...
They said as long
kind
as you like.
Step above. In terms of like,
the educational
they let you stay
is
on the
table.
Table.
Okay.
It's like a week of hospital stay.